Hello and welcome back to episode 5 of season 2 of the Healthcare India podcast with me, Dr. Vikram Venkateshwaran. Sometimes it's very freaky that you talk about something and the same thing appears in your next episode. Interestingly, I had talked about UNICEF and the Global Hunger Index in the previous episode, and then the last episode I talked about social engineering and how somebody claimed they were calling from UNICEF and wanted my support on some program they were running for infant mortality. During that last episode, I talked about diabetes and how, you know, now that Diwali was gone and we have had our share of sweets, it's important to look at our sugar levels. And I was so amazed to see this article, that a report that came out this week. And this report is very specific to Bangalore, where Newberg Diagnostics, they held a study of almost 50,000 to 65,000 Bangaloreans, and found that post-pandemic, that is post-2022, we do see a significant increase in the number of in the sugar levels of individuals. At least they found a 5% increase in most cases. And of course, you know, the lead researcher of this study is Dr. Sujay Prasad, who's the medical director at Newberg Diagnostics. And he's interestingly the principal investigator of this study as well. What is interesting about the entire study was that, you know, obviously COVID led to three things. It led to mental stress in most cases, because there was a lot of uncertainty about jobs, about what we were doing, how it impacted us. Secondly, there was a lack of physical exercise, because a lot of people didn't go out, they stayed at home, they ate at their desks, at least the white collar workers. Among even the factory workers and the blue collar workers, there was lack of physical activity. Lastly, it is believed that the COVID virus does affect the pancreas, and as pancreas regulates your insulin, there was a bit of an insulin mismatch. So what I did was, looking at this study and suddenly waking up from my slumber, I did record my random blood sugar. Now, just to give a sense to people what this is, I always talk about HbA1c levels to measure diabetes, and that's an absolute must. You should do it at least once a quarter, or if not possible, once every half year, you know, at least twice a year. But because I read the report and I said, okay, let me do something about it, I took out my glucometer, which is a random glucometer. I have one that is manufactured by Dr. Maupin. It's called Gluco-1. It's a blood glucose monitoring system. And it gives you a sense of your random blood sugar, right? It's not your HbA1c levels, which gives you a 120 day of your glucose molecules. This glucometer is a pretty good one. It's available for $1,500, I believe, on Amazon.in. If you're interested, do get it. Now, what it does is, it has a lancet. Lancet is like a pin, and it has the pencil, which helps you extract a little bit of blood. It has these strips, which is your measuring strips, and it has a device into which the strips go. So you put the strip into the device, you prick yourself, a small prick, put your finger blood on it, and you get your random blood sugar levels. Now, interestingly, and those of you who've read my book, I've shared the whole history of my blood sugar, and today, interestingly, my blood sugar levels was at 165 milligrams per deciliter, which is relatively on the higher side. You know, I believe that you should try to keep it below 140, which is ideal. The American Diabetic Association will tell you it should be below 125 random blood sugar, which is great. Otherwise, you're pre-diabetic. And if it's over 200, it's definitely a cause for worry, because that means you're diabetic. So my random blood sugar levels were at 165. Interestingly, because in May 2022, when I had done a similar test almost 6 months ago, I was at 108 milligrams per deciliter. In March the same year, I was at 125. In October, I was at 124. October 2021, in June of 2021, which was probably just after we came off the third wave, I was at 164 milligrams per deciliter. What I'm trying to tell you is that diabetes, or monitoring your sugar levels, is a continuous process. It's not a one-time activity. It's not like, hey, you measured it once and you should be okay. It doesn't matter. We can wait for it to go up and down as we please. It's something that you have to monitor continuously, because there are a lot of factors that come into play. COVID was one. Lack of physical activity is one. Stress is definitely one, because forget about mental stress. If generally in life you're stressed and you're stressed at office, you're doing late hours, now everybody's being called back to office. So I see that whole stress of going to office, staying in traffic, etc. coming in. Healthy eating options are very, very minimal. All you see around you is stuff that is either outright junk, or which is supposedly healthy food but has a high degree of either sodium or sugar, because these are excellent preservatives. So there's going to be a great deal of activity, diabetic activity. I do suspect that diabetes levels will continue to rise in India as we go through this cycle. But the other challenge you have is that the demographics of diabetes and even pre-diabetes is shifting downwards. For example, in the same study that I just represented, which is from the Department of Data Science, Newberg, and then the Reference Laboratory, if you look at 0 to 20, the change in diabetic people was 4%, but the change in pre-diabetes was 15%. So that means even in the younger age group of 0 to 20, you see a lot of pre-diabetics going up. Similarly, in 21 to 40, we saw a 3% increase in diabetics, but almost a 15% increase in pre-diabetes again. So we see this foundation build up to people who are going to have diabetes in a very big way. 41 to 60, again, 77% increase in diabetics and 10% increase in pre-diabetics. That's because if you're diabetic by this age, you obviously know it. 61 to 80, 9% increase in number of diabetics and 5% increase in number of pre-diabetics. What worries me is not the 61 to 80 and not to an extent 41 to 60. What worries me is the 0 to 20 and 21 to 40, because now we see the number of diabetics who are under 40 significantly going up. So what do we do about it? Are we going to take blood tests, or are we going to listen to podcasts? Are we going to start a WhatsApp discussion? Well, no, none of these three. I want you to take action on three things. Number one, I think stress has a lot to do with your sleep patterns. Mark my words, a little bit of stress is good. I always talk about stress in a positive sense. You're a doctor in an operation table, you're driving a car, you're doing calculations. It's very important. A little bit of stress remains, and that grows to the brain. But too much of stress is bad, and too much of stress happens because we're not sleeping well. I would seriously recommend looking at 7 to 8 hours of sleep. That will significantly lower your tension, lower your stress, and lower your ability to make wrong decisions about nutrition. Number two, when eating, please look at what your ancestors ate and stick to that. Avoid eating processed food, ordering from outside. I mean, if you go outside today, I was passing by a restaurant, I saw about 30 people waiting outside the restaurant for their seat, and I saw almost 60 Swiggy and Zomato guys outside. That's 1:2. So for every one guy who was waiting outside, there were two delivery guys waiting outside, right? Stop eating from outside. It's very important. Cook at home. It's a great stress reliever. Today I had every Sunday I have the opportunity to cook myself, because I get third preference after our cook and my wife. But cooking at home is a very important activity. And if you make the right choices on your diet, it's very much related to diabetes, because the less processed food you eat, that means less sodium, BP levels remain low, but also your sugar levels remain low. Remember, a lot of the processed food has sugar. Number three, you need to add some physical exercise. I mean, I've seen, you don't need to get up in the morning and start Pilates. What I mean is, even if you take a simple walk, a swim, it's winter now, so swimming most probably in most parts of India is out of question. But if you do take a simple walk, pick up a gentle game of badminton. Again, don't go crazy. And I've seen this with middle-aged people, especially men. Don't mind my saying this. I see you guys, getting the latest stuff from Decathlon and going and trying to hammer everybody out there. Please go easy. A gentle game of badminton, 30 minutes is great. Table tennis is great. Any gentle sport is great. What you need is an isotonic exercise. You don't need crazy exercises, right? 0 to 40, if you're listening to me, stop eating out, sleep at least 8 hours a day, and pick up an exercise, right? So what we're going to do in the later episodes is I've got to have some descriptive links below. Obviously, you can refer to my book where I talk extensively about diabetes and diabetes management. Look at some of the links I've posted in the description below. Read them, look at them, monitor your health, monitor your sugar. Sugar is very important. I think two things you need to monitor absolutely. One is sugar and second is your BP levels. You do that, you're probably set for life, right? So stay safe and stay healthy. I'll talk to you soon. As always, if you need to reach out to me on Twitter at Dr. Vikram, or let's continue the conversation on email at drvikram@healthcare-in-india.net. Talk to you soon. Stay safe. Take care. Bye.